Today on More to Life, getting past the hurt. Are grudges or past hurts getting in your way? Not sure how to move on? We'll help you find healing. 877-573-7825. Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, getting past the hurt. Are grudges or past hurts getting in your way? Not sure what to do to move on? We're going to help you find healing today on More to Life. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And that's, you know, whether somebody's holding a grudge against you, whether you have a past hurt and from them, and it just keeps coming up in your mind, and you're not sure how to handle it, either inside yourself or with that person, or if you even should handle it with that person. If it's affecting you, if it's stealing your joy, if it's irritating you, if it's making you feel like less, let's talk about how you can discern what God wants you to do with that so that you can heal and feel the freedom of being able to move on. Give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Tell us, are you having a hard time, you know, getting past a grudge? You know, the fact is, even though we don't like to admit it, all of us have certain things that we can carry inside of us that we'd like to get rid of, and grudges are one of them. So maybe you're struggling to get past the way someone treated you or spoke to you. You're having a hard time getting past the way someone you cared about betrayed you, let you down, or hurt you. Maybe the person who committed that offense, injury, or injustice against you isn't even in your life anymore, but what they did continues to impact the way you feel, either in general or about yourself, or the choices you make about relationships. Whether it's big or small, more recent or in the distant past, we can carry the memory and pain of those emotional or relational wounds with us for a long time. So we want to help you find the next grace-filled steps that you can take to let go of the hurt and heal. The number again is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can also shoot us your questions via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com, with the number two, questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice and being able to ask those follow-up questions to tailor our responses to your specific circumstances. So again, the number, 877-573-7825. Let's talk about getting past the hurt, whether you're carrying grudges or just having a hard time healing from something that someone did to you. We want to talk about those next steps. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, what is that and how can it help me get over this grudge or this past hurt? Well, you come to the right place. St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years where he looked at how we can discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of creation, and especially his design in our bodies.
You know, we all know we live in a broken, sinful world, and all of us carry with us hurts from past relationships, every single one of us. For some of us, those hurts relate to a difficult childhood. For others, it has to do with more recent betrayals or disappointments. even miscommunications, or injuries committed by a spouse, friends, colleagues, or family members. Whatever the circumstances surrounding our hurts, the theology of the body reminds us that God doesn't just want us to limp along saying, oh, well, I guess I'm always going to have to feel this way.
That's right. You know, God wants us to know that his plan is to heal us, to empower us to lean into what St. John Paul called the third phase of man, eschatological man. I like to say it that way because it sounds like a character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it's not. The eschatological man is the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled vision of ourselves that God sees when he looks at us. Well, I guess it is kind of a superhero in a way. The truth is, the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled self that we're meant to become already exists in God. We don't have to become someone else entirely to be who God wants us to be. The closer we draw to God, the more our true selves are revealed. You know, healing those old hurts begins when we believe that all things are possible with God, that he is the true source of our healing, and that regardless of what we've been through, he's giving us the grace to be everything we were created to be, if only we'll set ourselves to doing the work that that healing requires of us. So call up and share today on More to Life. Are you having a hard time getting past a grudge or an old hurt that's getting in your way? For that matter, is someone holding a grudge against you and you're not sure how to overcome it? We're here to help either way. That number is 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Are you struggling to get past the way someone treated you or spoke to you? Having a hard time getting over the fact that someone betrayed you, let you down, or hurt you in some way? Maybe the person who committed that offense or injury or injustice isn't in your life anymore, but what they did continues to impact the way you feel and the choices you make. Whether it's big or small, more recent or in the past, we can carry the memory and the pain of those emotional or relational wounds with us a good long time. And of course, you know, maybe it's somebody else who's carrying that emotional pain of what we did, and they're having a hard time getting over the grudge they have toward us. Whatever it is, let's talk it out and find healing, hope, and a way forward. The number, 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those old hurts that we carry inside of us, the things that people have said to us that continue to echo in our minds, the things that people have done that have caused injury to our hearts and to our souls, and that we struggle to know how to move forward from. Those relationship betrayals and hurts and injuries that continue to haunt us in some way. We ask you, Lord, to take those pains and show us how to heal. We ask you to teach us to respond to those hurts in ways that allow your grace in and transform us from the inside out so that we can find ways moving forward to make good and healthy choices rooted in your mercy, your forgiveness, your love, and your grace. Help us to show the world the power of your healing grace and how you can transform anything into a resource we can use to grow, a life-giving wound that enables us to celebrate your glory and your goodness. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we are taking your calls about getting past the hurt. So if you're struggling with getting past a grudge or just overcoming an old hurt, and you're not sure what to do, we are here to help at 877-573-7825. 7825. Before we take our first call, I just wanted to share with you, we'd love for you to join us at the upcoming National Eucharistic Congress that's happening July 17th through the 21st in Indianapolis. It's a historic event, first time there's been a National Eucharistic Congress in the U.S. for 83 years. And Lisa and I will be running the Catholic Home Immersive Experience, which is a big part of the Family Track programming. Whole families can come together for the Catholic Home Immersive Experience, parents and kids together, to discover how encountering Christ, the Eucharist, can transform the way we live and love together as families. So come and participate in a really enjoyable puppet show, very reverential family Eucharistic adoration, and also several activity stations with crafts and projects that you can do to, again, learn how God wants to reach out to your home through the Eucharist and help you create a more loving, caring, and connected domestic church.
You will have time to worship together, to learn together, to laugh together, and to play together as a family. Now, the first 2 days of shows are our Thursday and Friday shows are pretty much full, but you can try to get on to those if those are the days you can come. And we've been told that we're going to be opening the Saturday morning, three shows Saturday morning. That is before the National Eucharistic Procession that happens around Indianapolis. So it's a great way to get your kids from the very littles all the way through high school and beyond into the space where they know more about Jesus, they love him more in the Eucharist, and they are ready for that processional in the afternoon. We will be done by then. So, if you would like to join us, how do they sign up?
You can go to eucharisticcongress.org/family-information. Let me say that again, eucharisticcongress.org/family-information. Hope to see you there, July 17th through the 21st in Indianapolis. With that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 about getting past the hurt, either grudges that you are carrying or grudges that others are carrying against you. How do we heal and move forward? 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Chris, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Iowa.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay. Hi, Chris. We can, but can you turn down your radio so we don't hear the delay? That way we can hear you clearly.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
All right. So what's up?
Hopefully. Can you get me? You get me?
Yes, we can. We can get you completely. What can we do?
All right. So recently, I'm Catholic. My mom was born and, you know, raised Catholic, but she doesn't really follow it anymore. And recently she had on her Facebook page, women's rights. I'm for women's rights, but I'm not for the abortion part. And she had it all over her page. And my response to her was probably not the greatest response. Mom, thanks for not killing me when I was a baby. So we haven't talked since then. So she's obviously, her feelings are hurt.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It just caught me off guard.
I kind of love the response. I can understand why it would have caused a kerfuffle. Yeah.
So what I have been doing is I realized how lonely I am. I really don't have, my parents don't really talk to me that much. And I didn't marry a Catholic woman, but we did get divorced. She wasn't Catholic. So I've never been married by sacrament of the Catholic Church. So first of all, I'm coming back to the church, but anyhow, bottom line, back to this. I prayed the rosary last night for the first time in a long time, and I just asked Mary to be my mom. I mean, basically, I just said, could you be my mom?
Wonderful.
And basically, I prayed for my mom and about 100 other people, and I just said, hey, could you show her some kind of sign, or so she comes back to the church and realizes that, you know, that's not part of women's rights. Like, that's not, I'm all about it. I believe in, you know, equal rights, women's rights.
No, I understand. So Chris, can I ask, do you have a question for us? Is there some way we can help you out today with the situation with your mom, or are you just calling to share kind of where you were at?
You may be able to. I mean, if you have suggestions, but basically what I did is I'm praying for her to come back to church, and I prayed for, I mean, that's the best thing I can do. I mean, I might be handling it right. It's not, you know, a good experience.
So what's happened? Have you tried to reach out to her since, and she's just refusing to talk to you? Or kind of where do things stand?
She's just a cold shoulder.
Have you tried calling her?
Yes. And
okay.
And then Let It Be. I sent her to Let It Be by the Beatles, too. Because she liked the Beatles, and I know Let It Be touches on the rosary. I mean, obviously, so I sent her that, and I was thinking, so that's what's happening in my life. Well, and I mean, if you have suggestions, cool. If not, I mean, I'm doing the best I can.
You are. And I think that, it was a pretty in-your-face response, but I think it's fair. I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, you're people who are pro-abortion, you know, they love it as an idea, but when they're confronted with the reality of it, they get very defensive and hostile. And all you did was really show her that, you know, that her favor of abortion is kind of making you question, you know, why did she have me?
Now, in all honesty, you know, was it completely prudent to answer that on Facebook and, you know, risk embarrassing her in front of people, which is probably what she's more upset about than anything at this point? That's probably where it may have gone a little bit sideways, but at the same time, she's posting this very publicly.
Yeah, what you do in the dark, you must show in the light.
You know, so if you know, you felt led by the Holy Spirit to put that up there and call her out publicly because she was being so public in this very grave sin, then, you know, you've done that. And I think the step that you've taken to ask the Blessed Mother to step in and be your mother and heal those wounds for you is a very good one.
You know, I think that at this point, if you're going to do anything, it would be to reach out to her and say, you know, Mom, I'm really hurt by the fact that you would give me the cold shoulder over this. You know, I understand that you're angry that I posted that, but there are very real consequences to your support of abortion, including making children making your children feel perhaps unwelcome or unwanted. And you doubling down by giving me the cold shoulder is just pouring salt in the wound.
Yeah, you're just making me know that you would like me to feel unwanted.
You're choosing your advocacy over abortion over a relationship with me. And I'm not sure how that's supposed to make me feel. So I love you, Mom, and I'm here for you whenever you'd like to be able to come around on this. If you'd like to be able to reach out to me, I'm here for you. But I just want you to know that, you know, choosing your advocacy over abortion over a relationship with me is really kind of a rotten thing to do to a kid.
It's cruel.
I love you, and I'm here for you whenever you want to talk.
Because that takes it away from just pro or against abortion. And it brings it into the, hey, do you have any clue how to have a relationship with me and how you're making me feel? Let's talk about our relationship. Because hopefully, Chris, if she begins to see that, if the scales fall from her eyes in terms of the relationship with you, as she builds that relationship with you, she may be able to listen to what you have to say on the topic of abortion as well, and eventually slowly move into having a turn of heart on this situation. But she's not going to do that unless she can have a relationship with you where she can feel vulnerable and be able to really sort of meditate on her thoughts in comparison to her relationship with you. But you can only do that by saying, hey, this is how you're making me feel with this.
And if she, you know, if she does come at you with the whole, you know, you shouldn't have done that on you shouldn't have done that publicly or shamed me that way, I would just say, you know, Mom, if you're going to post that kind of thing publicly, you should expect some pushback. You know, and I can't control what you say online, and I don't appreciate you trying to control what I'm saying. You know, I love you, and I think we can have a relationship beside that, but the fact that you're giving me the cold shoulder and shutting me out over this abortion issue is really disappointing. You know,
and shows me where your priorities are.
Yeah, I obviously still love you, and I still want to be in a relationship with you, even though I disagree with you. I'm not letting this come between us. You are. So at the point where you're ready to let this go and be in relationship with me, I'm here for you. But until then, I really hope that you can think about your priorities. You know, so I just think it's important to double down on this, right? Because you know, it's okay to disagree with somebody about this. It's, you know, even though this is literally a life and death issue, we can still be respectful to and love and be in relationship with people who see it differently. But when somebody, you know, makes our entire, especially somebody like a mom, makes our whole relationship about the politics and those issues, it says something about their character, and it's worth calling them out on it. Thanks so much for the call, Chris. And we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about getting past the hurt. You know, are you struggling with a grudge or having a hard time getting past the way someone treated you or spoke to you, either recently or in the past? Maybe you're having a hard time getting past the way someone betrayed you, let you down, hurt you, cheated on you. Maybe that person who committed the offense even isn't in your life anymore, but what they did continues to impact the way you feel and the choices you make today. Whether it's big or small, more recent or in the distant past, we can carry the memory of that pain for a long time. And we want to help you find the next grace-filled steps toward healing. 877-573-7825. Whether it's you who are holding the grudge or someone you care about who is holding a grudge against you, let's talk about healing. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
The devil will always do his best to tempt you into sin until you get to that place where you love sin. That's what he wants. He wants you down there with him. And not because he loves you, he hates you. When you do what the enemy tempts you to do, he does it out of pure hatred.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling. 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton. Some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today we're talking about getting past the hurt, healing grudges, and overcoming old wounds. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club, mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lisa.
So you wanted to share with us, what do we do in those times where, you know, we have a hard time forgetting the offense and letting it go?
That's true. We're standing there, you know, just on our drive to work, and all of a sudden a memory will dance in our head that all of a sudden our heart is broken all over again. You know, it can happen because of a memory from high school, grade school, or something that happened just last week with someone you see every day. So it's important for us to try to actively choose to work on those pains and those memories so that we can reclaim the peace that Christ wants us to have. And we can fall into two camps. We can ignore it. Oh, no big deal. And, you know, or we fixate on it. You know, that we focus all of our energy and drill down and go back and revisit the conversation or the situation. And
yeah, you can be going through a perfectly normal day. It creeps back into your mind, and then suddenly you're in a totally bad place.
Exactly. You know, all of a sudden you're remembering the embarrassment that someone caused you or the anger that you have towards someone. And God doesn't want either of those situations to happen. He wants to give us peace. but that means we actively have to choose to kind of examine these memories and to see where they lie. You know, if you do have a memory that is long over, you don't remember even the person's name, you don't have a relationship with them, those are those perfect memories that we can offer up. That beautiful Catholic practice where we say a prayer for the person who hurt us or who we hurt that causes us embarrassment. Lord, I don't know where they are. I don't have a relationship with them, but I want them to have your joy. I want them to have your peace. And then offer real prayer for them. Maybe take it to confession if you need to. The harder ones are those ones that we see this person, whether it's occasionally at the grocery store or every day at work or a family member. Those are the ones that require much more discernment. Lord, do I need to talk to this person? When should that conversation happen? And how should I speak to them? And God wants us to have healthy relationships with everyone in our lives. But some relationships need a little more attention and work than we might be able to give.
You know, it's really about, I think, one, as you said, if this person isn't in your life, if this was a wound that's coming up from like bullying in grade school, we have to be able to offer that up to the Lord and ask him to give us the grace to move past it. If it's somebody in our lives, we really have to ask, Lord, what will work for the good of myself and this person and everybody in the situation? Do I address it? If so, how? If not, how do I give it to you?
Well, and the Catechism actually offers some guidance on this. 2843 says, like you were saying, Rachel, that it is not in our power not to feel or to forget an offense, but the heart that offers itself to the Holy Spirit turns injury into compassion and purifies the memory and transforming hurt into intercession. So what they're really talking about there is not denying the hurt, not pretending that it's not there, not ignoring the memory, but when we have that memory of that person, you know, bringing that person to God and asking him to bless them and bring healing to us so that we can experience God's mercy and healing. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate your time. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work with the Little Flowers Girls Club, we encourage them to go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com. Listeners, we're taking your calls about getting past the hurt on our show today about grudges, either yours or others, and getting past them. 877-573-7825.
Teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
People think it's easier to stay in the muck. The devil that we know is easier than the devil we don't know, but what they don't realize is that the situation can get worse. And what we're seeing now with some of these very liberal orders, let's say, for example, these liberal orders that are dying out, especially religious sisters, dying out, literally folding. And then you have the religious orders such as the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Dominican Sisters in Nashville, the Sisters of Life in New York, flooded with requests for information and to meet with the sisters about this beautiful life because they're so joyful because they are living the truth of Scripture and the truth of the Eucharist, of Jesus. But these people will not let go because then you have to look yourself in the mirror and then you have to surrender. I think it all goes back to the Garden of Eden. Who's God? Are we God or is God God?
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Hey men, did you know that you're called to lead couple prayer in your marriage? You might have the most amazing individual prayer life, but how is it possible to have a godly marriage if you and your wife don't submit yourselves to God in prayer on a daily basis? If you go off and pray by yourself and then tell your wife what you heard, how is that not setting yourself up as some kind of anointed oracle in your home? Yes, it's a good first step, but it's only the first step. Bring your bride to pray with you and ask God to teach you both how to love each other the way He wants you to love each other. Let her see you humbling yourself before God, and she'll give you her heart in ways you never dreamed possible. To learn more, check out my book, The Bedatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today we're talking about grudges on our show titled Getting Past the Hurt. Whether you're having a hard time getting over a grudge, or someone's holding a grudge against you, or you're just struggling to get past the way someone treated you and not sure what to do with the hurt that still remains, give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. We want to help you find graceful ways to be set free from those old hurts. 877-573-7825. Before we take our next caller, I wanted to let you know about some other great programs on the EWTN radio lineup, including Open Line, which airs every afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. Today, Colin Donovan will be taking your questions about the faith, so check it out. Today, Friday, at 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio, and every day, Open Line at 3 p.m. All right, with that, we are going back to the phone lines.
We're talking now with an anonymous call from Ohio.
Hello, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Yes, good morning. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Pleasure. What can we do for you?
I can't get over the hurt of my husband treating me as a thing. And it's part of the way he's neurally wired. He's not capable of emotional intimacy. And he attaches to things, not people.
And so you're saying that it sounds like you're describing somebody who's on the autism spectrum. Is that something that's been diagnosed with your husband?
Yes. Yes.
You told our screener that he recently admitted that he's on the spectrum. What does that mean? Was he diagnosed with that, or
he was diagnosed. He was recently diagnosed through all this mess of our marriage and the complete breakdown. He has been diagnosed on the spectrum, so he can't do it, but I'm still hurt by the fact that I've been treated as a thing. I have no needs that he has to meet.
When you say you treat it as a thing, what does that mean exactly? What are the needs that you're looking for?
I did child rearing. I did things. It's like things that I did, and the breakdown for me was I was treated as a thing in the bedroom, and that was just I broke. I literally broke.
And so when you say that, where are things now with the diagnosis?
There is what I've been told is, this is the way he's neurologically wired. He's in his late 60s, that there's not much chance that things are going to change for
him. When you say you're being what it sounds to me like you're saying is that you're in counseling. I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what I'm reading between lines.
Yes,
it sounds
I
like
am.
You're in counseling, and your counselor
100%.
Told you that he's on the spectrum, but it's not that he's been diagnosed directly.
We were in joint counseling at that. No, okay, yeah. No, we were in joint counseling. Okay. He agreed to testing, and the joint marriage counselor interpreted the results for me in English language in front of my husband.
Yeah.
And I've seen this our whole marriage.
Is he willing to work on this with you at this point, or no?
Not really.
When you say not really, what does that mean? I'm sorry, I don't mean to press.
I don't see any evidence of it.
Is he willing to continue working with the counselor?
He's working with a counselor, but it's not a joint counselor. It's a, he has a counselor and I have a counselor.
Okay, well, it's going to be important for you to be working together on this. So, because you're right, if he is actually has if he's on the autism spectrum, then he has he's dealing with some very real physical limitations. But, you know, it's very much like somebody who has a mobility issue, right? You know, you find ways to work around it. And somebody who is willing to do the work on figuring out how to work around it, you can have a better marriage. It might not be the marriage you've always wanted, but it's going to be a better marriage than you've had. And so it's going to be important to work together with a counselor who is able to counsel you through how to work around these issues so that he, even though he doesn't necessarily understand why you might need certain things, he can begin to respect that you need certain things, and at least begin to go through the motions of listening, of empathizing, of you know, of responding to you differently. Again, not because he necessarily sees that it makes sense, but because he can be taught that these are appropriate responses, and this is what he needs to do to make you feel better and to make you feel taken care of. It's not an easy job, but it is possible to do if you're working together with somebody. He's not going to be able to do it on his own, right? And honestly, him seeing a counselor by himself is kind of ridiculous. I mean, I because he can't tell the counselor what he needs. If you know, he's not going to be able to report the things that happened in your relationship that he needs to work through.
Because he doesn't have the proper neurological perspective on it.
Right. So
he needs to be in joint counseling with you.
Yeah. So the next hill to die on here is to really insist that he be working with you. And, you know, you're saying, how can I get past the hurt of all this? The only way to get past the hurt is to see that things are moving forward in the future. Right. The only way I can, if somebody has hurt me in some way, the only way I can heal that is by seeing that I have moved past that, you know. So, for example, I mean, this is not related to you at all, but let's say I was bullied as a child, and I felt, you know, and I had all these messages in my head from the kids who picked on me that, you know, that I was unable to make friends or I was unworthy or whatever, you know. But if I move forward in my life and I find ways to make friends and I do find a good social network that's supporting me, I can heal that and say, okay, you know, that happened to me, but look, I've healed that wound and I'm meeting that need and I've proven that wrong, right? In a similar way, you're going to be hurting about this because you were treated in a poor and hurtful way, and hurtful things are hurtful. But moving forward, if you're able to say, I'm learning how to set appropriate boundaries around our sexual life so that I don't feel used anymore. I'm learning how to insist that there are certain things that whether he understands it or not, he just has to do because that's just the way it is. And you know, people who are on the spectrum can learn those things. They might not understand why they need to learn those things, but they can learn to do them. And if you're working together with a counselor who can help you develop those workarounds, you can have a better marriage moving forward. You know, after 40 years together, it doesn't sound like you're in a place where either of you wants to go, and that's good. I'm glad. But don't settle into the resentment of just, you know, coexisting because now we have an excuse for why he can't change. It's not that at all.
I want to really hit on that, Greg, because I think this is very important to highlight. His diagnosis doesn't mean he gets a free pass. And it doesn't mean you just have to say, oh, well, now I can't expect anything in my marriage. It means you have a direction to work in together. And it also lets you know this was not your fault. This was nothing about you. This was nothing about you deserving to be treated badly or be objectified. He is actually neurologically wired differently, so you can let that part of you that has been questioning why you've been treated this way all these past 40 years go and rest. You can take that to Christ, but it also gives you a direction to move forward, so this is no longer how you're being treated, with the boundaries, with the work you could do together.
Yeah, and just a public service announcement for all of our listeners out there. Whatever the label is, labels are never excuses. right? I hear it so often. It's like, well, my kid can't do this because he has ADHD. Oh, my spouse can't do this because he's on the spectrum. Oh, my whatever can't do this because they're depressed or because of those are diagnoses, not excuses.
And the diagnosis should always point us in a direction of, with this diagnosis and all that goes with it, how do we move on to create a better situation together?
So it's good that you have this diagnosis. That gives you important information you didn't have before. But it's not an excuse and it's not a stopping place. And it doesn't mean that he can't do something. It means that he has specific challenges that have to be, you know, that you have to work with a good counselor who can teach you some workarounds. And it's, you know, and he's not going to understand why you need those things, but he can learn to do those things because he understands that's just what has to be done. So thank you for the call. We've added you and your husband to our More to Life prayer list, and I hope that these suggestions will help give you the way forward. Again, I would really die on the hill of insisting that he work with you together in marital counseling for, and take a more behavioral approach where, okay, when your wife says this, you have to do that. When your wife does that, you have to respond this way, and really kind of scripting that out.
Now you have to look for a marriage counselor that knows how to deal with that and be solution focused in this way.
So thank you for the call, and if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us. I'm also going to turn you on to the National Catholic Partnership on Disability, NCPD. .org, I believe it is, but you can look it up. It's National Catholic Partnership on Disability, which can perhaps give you even referrals to organizations to really support you guys in wrestling with this diagnosis in a way that is actually conducive and supportive to your marriage. Thank you so much for the call. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Getting Past the Hurt, as we talk about grudges. The grudges that we hold, the grudges that people hold against us, and even if it's not a grudge, if it's just struggling to get past the hurt that you feel from the way someone treated you, despite your best efforts to move on and let it go, let's talk about those next grace-filled steps you can take to heal. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of... Excuse me, it's time for our scripture of the day, is what I'm trying to say. It's Friday. It's Friday,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
But we are going to take a look at our scripture of the day.
Which comes from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19.
Consider not the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a path in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Amen. Well, despite having a hard time getting it out, it was worth the wait. It's a really a powerful scripture that reminds us that God is making all things new in Him, and that we do not need to be defined by our past sins, by the past things committed against us, that yes, they do hurt. But the more we bring those things to God and ask Him to teach us how to respond to them in ways that lead to His grace and healing, the more we will find that freedom that comes from knowing that God is doing a new thing in us. That's Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls and questions about getting past the hurt. Are you having a hard time getting over a grudge? Or is someone struggling to overcome a grudge they have against you? Maybe you're just having a hard time getting past the feelings of hurt that accompany the way someone treated you or spoke to you. Perhaps you're struggling to get past the way a person betrayed you, let you down, or hurt you. 877-573-7825. Let us help you find those next grace-filled steps toward healing.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience?
there's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Getting Past the Hurt, as we talk about grudges, the grudges that we are holding, the grudges that others hold against us. How do we move forward? Or, you know, maybe you don't feel like it's a grudge, it's just you're hurting, and you're not sure how to heal that hurt from a past wound that someone committed against you. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you find those next grace-filled steps toward healing. The number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
We have an email here from Patricia, who's listening in Ohio, and she says, "My boyfriend's mom is awful to me. We dated for 2 years at the end of high school and 3 years through college, even though we were 5 hours apart at different schools. We get along great, we love each other very much, and we share our faith. But every time I see his mother, she is mean, and she always treats him like a little boy. I love my boyfriend very much, and he's beginning to talk about getting engaged in our senior year or right after we graduate. But when I think about it, and I think of her, I don't know what to do about all the past cruelties, or if I can live with her forever as a mother-in-law. What should I do?"
Well, thank you for the question. And that's a really important thing to be discussing with your boyfriend as your relationship develops, because, you know, it's a marriage, for example, isn't just between, you know, the husband and the wife. It comes with the families too. It's a social event. And I don't just mean
and not
that
just
in the
wedding,
sense wedding social.
The whole
marriage
life together.
Is social.
They will, so, she will be the grandmother of your children. You will see her on holidays and sacraments and all of those things.
So as you're discerning marriage, I think one of the important things you need to discuss with your boyfriend is what kind of boundaries you'd need to set, both of you would need to set with his mom, in order to have a healthy relationship and create the space that you need to build a healthy marriage together. That doesn't mean cutting her out necessarily. What it does mean, though, is asking both of yourselves, where can you be around her and not feel emotionally or otherwise unsafe? You know, maybe she's not physically threatening you in some way. But if you have to spend the rest of the day kind of talking yourself down, that's not safe, right? And so, you know, there are probably sometimes you can put up with her better than others. Sometimes when she's a little better behaved than others. She might be irritating always, but you can handle it, right? And so if you were to limit your relationship to those interactions where she either behaves better or you handle it better, what would that relationship look like? And begin discussing with your boyfriend, would he be okay with limiting your relationship with his mom to those areas and lesser until she started treating you with more respect. See how he handles that, right? If you guys really love each other as much as you say, you know, he should be willing to work on that with you. I'm not saying, you know, he has to never see his mom again. I'm saying that he needs to be willing to work with you to set those limits on his relationship with his mom that allow the two of you to have a healthy relationship with each other. Right. And that then also let his mom know, look, I love you, Mom, but I need you to support the choices that I'm making as a grown man now. And so setting those boundaries will help make that happen, too, because a lot of times whenever you see this sort of behavior from the mother of a boy in particular, there's a little bit of an emotional incest going on. It usually points
heavy
to
emphasis on the emotional.
It usually points to some difficulties in the marriage.
The marriage between the mom and the father. Yeah.
That the mom is trying to work out by having a too close relationship with the son and then treating any girlfriend as a rival.
Well, unfortunately, it's really aggrandized, even, you know, in social media, where, you know, you'll see a mom of a boy after she gives birth putting all sorts of posts up about how, you know, now I can form this boy, this man, into my ideal because my husband isn't. And, you know, it's always some variant of that. And unfortunately, the reason she's probably treating you badly after, what is it, 5 years of you two being loyal to each other is that she perceives you as a threat. You know, this is her son, and nobody's supposed to take him away from her in her mind. And it could be you or anybody else. She's just going to struggle with
that.
Well,
and, you know, you pointed to this, Lisa, but you know, we do hear people normalizing that. Oh, that's just being a boy mom.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's being sick.
Being normalized.
And it's pointing to a real wound, either in the mom, or it's pointing to a wound in the marriage that the mom is trying to make up for with an unhealthy relationship with her son. So, you know, anybody who's listening and hearing this, you know, don't think that that's okay or that that's normal. That points to a wound that God wants to heal.
Yeah. You don't have to live with that. And you're never going to win feeling that way. So really, you know, Patricia, here I want to encourage you to have this conversation over the summer alone with your boyfriend. And it may not be a one-time conversation, because it is very important. You say you share the faith with him. If you are entering into a Catholic marriage, he needs to be able to make those vows to you. He needs to cleave unto you, leave his mother and father, and be wholly yours. And of course, if his mother is good and loving and supportive, he can have a lifelong relationship with her. But if she's vying for his loyalty, that is not sacramental. That's not supporting your sacrament, which she will be called to do when she stands at the altar as you take your vows. So you need to have that conversation together and really see where he's at with all of this.
So thank you for the question. You know, if you guys get hung up, it's not a problem. We can always keep working with you. So feel free to give us a call here on the show or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We can help you find faithful ways to respond to this as you continue to discern marriage with this young man. Thank you so much again for your message. And we've been talking with you today about the idea of grudges and how do we heal from them. The one thing that I want you to keep in mind here, and the Catechism says as much, we quoted this earlier in the show, 2843 in the Catechism tells us that it is not within our power not to feel or to forget an offense. So in other words, you know, you're not being a bad Christian because you still hurt because somebody did something hurtful to you. You know, that is normal. That is natural. Having that hurt, you know, it does not make you a bad person or an unforgiving person, or it doesn't even mean you're carrying a grudge. It means that you've been hurt. Now, the question is, what do we do with that? So once I've been injured, let's say I have a physical injury, you know, I need to take that to the doctor, right? I need to look at ways to heal that injury. I don't want to nurse it. I don't want to pour salt in that wound. I don't want to not treat it so it gets infected. And the same thing is true of emotional wounds. You know, recognizing that I have an emotional wound doesn't make me a bad Christian, but where I start to get into trouble is where I nurse that emotional wound, and I allow that emotional wound to fester, and I don't get the appropriate help to heal that emotional wound, or I don't bring it to the divine physician and say, Lord, help me know how to respond to and treat this emotional wound so that I can be healed in your grace. You know, we need to know that healing is possible, and we need to be willing to pursue that healing in our lives. And we do that, number one, as the Catechism tells us, by bringing that situation to God, asking for, and also interceding that, that situation would be healed, that God would work both in us and in the person that hurt us. And the more we do that, the more we can start to cultivate not just empathy for that other person, but real healing in our own self, as we find new ways to address that need, or heal that damage that's been done to us. And so we want to look for practical ways moving forward to make sure that we are, you know, healing whatever that wound took away from us, or addressing that need that was left from that person who hurt us. That is the path, through intercession and through seeking healing and believing that healing is possible in some way, instead of just settling in and saying, well, I guess this is my lot for the rest of my life. Because as soon as I do that, and I as soon as I believe that, yes, that's what a good Christian does, we just suck it up and pretend that everything's fine, we've actually believed a lie from Satan that prevents us from finding the healing that God wants to give us. If you are looking for ways to heal that hurt and faithful responses to that pain, I hope that you'll reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. And get out there and celebrate the life that God wants for you, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.